When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to the show. It's the Bish and EB show. Time to get into this entertainment page, which always has a sponsor.
That's right, Jason.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Make sure you get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. They've got everything you want. X1s, X3s, 3 Series, 5 Series. My buddy's got the i7, electric car. He absolutely loves it. That thing does fly. I know I was at a light yesterday, and it was one of those deals where I had to get over real quick to hit the exit. And I rarely do this, but I put it in the sport mode and I hit that gas and took off like right at the light, like I was freaking on, like I was racing the guy from the Memphis Outlaws. Those cars have so much burst. I get so psyched.
I was on the toll road. It wasn't this morning. It was yesterday. And there was a state trooper went by me, and I was putting my cruise control at 64.
All right. That's make sure you don't get a.
That's my number, 64, and I I go 64 as long as I can. Right. But a state trooper flew by me, and another Beamer flew by me right behind the state trooper. So the state trooper obviously knew that the Beamer was speeding because he knew how fast he was going. But he just kept going. He didn't pull him over. The Beamer was just kind of tailing him. They must have been going 75, 80.
Right. Do you ever do that? A cop or fireman blows by you, and you pull over, and then you kind of tail them so that you get that.
So you get the traffic.
The traffic, just everyone parts for you.
Oh, yeah, I've done that a bunch of times.
Yeah.
It's a smart move.
All right, Jason.
That's high road IQ right there.
A couple celebrity birthdays here. I want you to guess them if you want.
Guess how old they are?
Kind of, okay. Yeah. Taylor Swift, actually. Just celebrated a birthday.
Taylor's
been famous for her entire adult life.
Taylor Swift is 34.
Close, 35.
All right, it's kind of a big one.
By the way, some people were comparing like before and after photos, and I guess claiming that she's had some work done. Is it noticeable to you, like her nose and
I
things like that?
I don't pay that much attention, though.
You know,
Drabby Valdez.
I don't know.
Do you guys pay attention?
I don't think they're big Tay-Tay people. I don't think Valdez is. You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you noticed anything?
In terms of her looks?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she kind of looks about the same to me.
Yeah, I think she looks
the same. But some people say that they definitely had some work done.
Well, I don't have a magnifying glass.
Right. Well, it must not be that obvious then. Like somebody like Carrie Underwood, it's like, it's getting ridiculous. She's just starting to look plasticier and plasticier. Every time I see her. Someone else.
I mean, if Taylor had something done, it was probably minor.
Someone else who's celebrating a birthday or recently did, she's actually disappearing right before our eyes, clearly on the Ozempic. Christina Aguilera. How old is Christina Aguilera? She celebrated her birthday with a Instagram post, it looks like, in her birthday suit.
All right, I'm going to say she's about 10 years older than Tay-Tay. 44.
44, you nailed it.
Oh, look at that.
She's definitely lost a boatload of weight. And she's celebrating her birthday by posing for this picture where she's wearing high heels, I don't know, something around her waist. I don't know what that is. And her hands over her boobs. And it looks like she's wearing like a train conductor's like leather hat.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, these
she does look really thin.
These young icons they're getting older just like the rest of us, Lurch.
Does she have kids?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she does. Okay.
Got at least one, maybe two, I think. I think with her ex-husband, by the way. Maybe she's still with that guy. I don't even know. So Diddy was in court, Sean Puffy Combs, and they're saying that he looks, shocker, noticeably thinner and grayer in court than when he was last seen. Remember when he came to New York right before he was arrested? He was playing hacky sack in Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Sean definitely has gained some weight, you know, over the last couple of years. And, you know, now he's appearing. He keeps trying to appeal these bail hearings and everything. He looks noticeably thinner, noticeably grayer.
Oh,
just
bet.
Basically, you know, not living that luxurious lifestyle anymore.
Well, he's got a lot on his mind. I mean, yeah. And he's 55, right? He's 55 years old.
55 years old, yeah.
But, I mean, I can't imagine the stress he's got on his mind with everything that's going on. And he's facing a lot of time in jail.
I mean, I don't know how he can ever get out of jail. Did you see Raphael Edmond passed?
Did not see that.
Raphael Edmond, who was 60 years old, was still in a halfway house. Now, one of his boys, or one of his confidants, one of his friends, I guess, believes that, I guess, the Colombians or somebody got to him and poisoned him.
Ooh.
Because he had a perfectly good, you know, clean bill of health.
60?
Yeah. From the doctors. And I guess he ratted out a lot of people in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess some of these gangs, they never forget. And they're just like Whitey Bulger.
Yep. He was arrested when he was 24.
Right.
And he was sentenced to federal court in 1990, life in prison.
And, of course, a lot of people remember Raphael Edmond simply because John Thompson met with him, remember, and told him to stay away from Alonzo.
I do remember that.
It was like an iconic meeting. Did you know about that, Valdez? That was like an iconic meeting.
Yes. I didn't know the name of the guy, but yeah. I know that he basically told him to get away from his team.
Yeah, like the most powerful drug dealer in the country. And JT called him over to his office or wherever he met him and said, "You stay away from my guy." And he respected him and he did it. Wild.
Mm.
The most notorious crack dealer of his time.
Absolutely.
I think.
He pretty much introduced crack to D.C.
So, I don't know if
he was raking in $300 million a year. And he was also responsible for at least 30 murders.
Wouldn't you want to do that just 1 year and then get out? Like, that's enough. Like, all right, you did it. Get out.
Make all that cash.
You made all that cash. Now get out. All right, Sydney Sweeney is in the news. Now, I don't understand this. People, you remember those photos that came out in the Daily Mail and people were like fat shaming her when she's playing Christy Martin, the boxer?
In that bikini, like it was like a purple bikini.
Yeah, and I mean, she didn't look gaunt. I thought she looked healthy. I thought she looked great.
I thought she looked fine.
Perfectly great. I didn't understand it. But now, she's kind of, it seems like she's going out of her way to kind of put out like sexy photos.
Yeah, she's clapping back.
She's clapping back, right?
Yeah, at all the fat shamers.
And so this one, it looks like she's rooftop somewhere, what, in New York?
Yeah, she's got a cardigan and she's topless underneath.
Topless.
Yeah, I know.
All right, what's going on here with the, I don't even think I could say this, the new combat sport? Where, okay, so you know that the slapping thing is you know, gaining steam.
Power slap.
I saw Dana White claim that he thinks that business is worth like $1 billion now or something. And a lot of people mock it, but it is what it is. Now, I guess there's a sport, Jason, where you go up there and they kick you in the nads.
That's unbelievable. Why would
so instead of getting slapped, you go up there and you get kicked in the Bozak. And people are, I guess, I don't know what kind of money they're making off of this.
What's it called?
Bozak? I don't even think I could say it.
Oh, okay.
It's called Ultimate Blank Kicking.
Okay.
I think. Is there any chance you can't wear a cup or anything, right? You got to be free rolling there. No, forget about it. No chance.
Why would anybody do that?
I'd watch.
I definitely would watch that.
There was a guy. Remember, there was a guy on like America's Got Talent, and that's what his talent was. I don't know if you guys remember. He went out there and he just kind of like spread his legs, and then somebody would kick him in the nads. And I think he lasted a couple weeks.
Can it burst?
Yeah, I would think, definitely. Of course.
Definitely.
I would think that if you get kicked there, you can't get up and kick the other guy. You would be down. Like the first guy who gets kicked,
he's
got to be out.
You know what? They're tough.
Well, they train their body for it.
You train their balls?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm watching the TikTok of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they take one, and then what happens? Do they fall down like the power slap guys?
No, this guy just took it.
And then what did he do?
He went over to the ropes and like was hunched over on the ropes. But it looks like you have to stand there and you can't like wind up. Yeah. You have to just like lift up and kick.
Yeah. And then what does he do? Then he kicks his opponent?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hey, this video is wild.
People are so dumb.
How many rounds?
I guess until the first person taps out.
Yeah. That's insane. This story here is strictly for our old producer, Brett Oliverio. Porn star Amiya Miley claims, I don't know if Brett's gone this far, but I know he's into this kind of hijinks, that Machine Gun Kelly at one point, I don't even know how I could say this, fellas. You say it.
He wanted to drink her lemonade.
Yeah. Ugh. He drank the porn star's lemonade. if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
And this was like 8 years ago. Now he recently, I guess, I don't know who broke off with who. Did what's her name break up with him?
Megan Fox?
Yeah, did she break up with him?
Yes, Megan Fox broke up with Machine Gun Kelly.
Because she was tired of all that. Even though she allegedly is pregnant with his child.
I think she found out he was cheating, and she broke it off with Machine Gun Kelly
for once and for all, and then
for the time being,
she said, "I don't know what we're doing, but we got to his house, and he was like, go in the shower, and she said, I don't need a shower, and then he said, hold on,
be careful.
I guess she said, so I did, and he held out his hands, and he says, okay."
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then I can't say it.
And then he did.
He said, give me your country time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. That's so hurting. I got to find out if... I don't think Brett's done that. I think he draws a line.
I think you're just sullying his name.
I think he draws a line and just he'll just accept it.
All right, look, we're going to give away two tickets to go see Nelly and Ja Rule and more at Jiffy Lube Live. We're going to give away two tickets to Where the Party At tour. Features Nelly, St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, Jermaine Dupri. That's Wednesday, July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale this Friday, tomorrow at 10 a.m. And for tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller number 10 will get two tickets to go see Ja Rule and Nelly.